include a bachelor's degree in social work, psychology, or a related field with 3 years of experience, or a master's degree with 2 years of experience and a Kentucky state license. If you are ready to make a difference, visit www.cynthianaky.com for more information and to apply. The City of Cynthiana is an equal opportunity employer paid for by CCCR grant funds. The City of Cynthiana, where community matters. Apply now.
Sunshine across the area this morning and expect mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs expected to reach around 80. Now this evening, partly cloudy skies, turning to thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows expected to reach around 60. On Friday, rain showers early with a little bit of sunshine through part of the day on Friday, high in the mid-60s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a little more sunshine, high expected to reach in the mid-60s.
Right now, a little sunshine, 60 here in downtown Cynthiana. And good Thursday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Wood End Funeral Home, the Ross Opera House, Harris Memorial Hospital, Smith Insurers, and Ewald Jewelers on Main. And now here's our guest host, Mr. Doug Miller.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Break Extra. Ed, how's it going today?
It's doing fine. Doing okay.
Nice looking day out there, isn't it?
It is. Looks gorgeous. Yeah. I think maybe thunderstorms late tonight, overnight tonight, but today should be good.
There you go. And Ed, I'd like to have your explanation as to why the Reds can't win anything on the West Coast. They lost three straight out there, didn't they?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty in Seattle.
You know what I was thinking, though? They just closed out the sweep of Chicago White Sox, and they got to get on a plane and go across the coast, time change and all that. That would be difficult, I would think, for anyone, really.
Yeah, they're professionals.
They're the pros. They ought to be used to that, right?
But, yeah, just a rough few days in Seattle.
I'm looking at a pro right now.
You are.
On Coffee Break, our guest this morning. You know, Ed, how I'm always gets nervous when the Badgers show up, you know. Hey, he is your assistant chief of the Cynthiana Police Department, Robert Peake. We were talking to Robert right before the show, and, of course, I've known Robert ever since he was very, very young. But it's hard to believe, Robert, you've been in law enforcement for how many total years now?
23 years.
Okay, well, it makes
Once
me...
Again. So how old does that make you then?
Well, I just had my 70th birthday, April, earlier this month, and I guess maybe I am actually 70, okay? That makes Andy 71, by the way.
The math works, yes.
The math works, yes. I'll never catch Andy. But your mother's a lot younger than both of us.
Absolutely, you know?
And,
she is.
And she still looks young. And I saw your mom not too long ago. She's doing well, and that's good news.
Yep, she is.
Good to hear that. Betty Faye's a good girl. Well, Robert, you are now the assistant chief of the Cynthiana Police Department after your last tour in Northern Kentucky, and I know we're going to talk about something in particular today, but how long? You've been back with us how long now in Harrison County?
Coming up on 1 year.
1 year?
May the 1st of last year.
Well, see, the year goes fast, right?
It does.
Yeah,
it has
indeed.
Been a quick year.
You know, when I've had you and other law enforcement folks on here, Robert, a lot of things, I hope they realize it more now if they've listened to us on Coffee Break and the other programming we do here. But in addition to all the things that a law enforcement officer has to know, the law, the procedures, the methodologies, the weaponry, the pursuit driving and all that, you got to be social workers. And we've talked about that so many times when you go into a domestic situation or, you know, many situations. And, yeah, you're trained in that, but you're not, you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Had one last night. You know, you've got an officer that doesn't have kids yet, and he's trying to explain to parents how to be a parent.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, they don't teach you that in the police academy.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I've seen really maybe across the nation, departments that can do it and have the funds and what have you, are actually getting, as members of their department or their agencies, actual social workers.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So have at it, Robert Peake.
Absolutely. It's become a new trend. It started in Kentucky and Alexandria. Police department got the first police social worker in the state. They now have three social workers. Of course, Campbell County, large county, large population there. But to help fill that gap and fill that void of things that police aren't trained or necessarily qualified to be trying to handle or advise or counsel someone on, that we can bring somebody in that's got a lot more expertise in that area and also can devote the time needed to it. you know, officers have to respond from one call to the next.
Yeah.
When that radio goes off, we don't have a choice in that matter. But a social worker can actually sit and spend the needed time to offer that individualized service to truly help someone and kind of bridge that gap that they don't fall through the cracks of the system of getting the help that they need.
And I think you hit a point there earlier, too, the officer that had no children. You know, a lot of the social work skills that police officers and law enforcement officers have, you know, yeah, they have some training, but a lot of it's on-the-job training.
Yes.
You know, you get somebody who's been doing it for 20 years or so like you, you've run into this before, you've learned how to handle it. But an officer that's never encountered that, and, you know, I had John Green on here, who, you know, John, he's a dispatcher at Dry Ridge. And, you know, they sometimes, dispatchers, find themselves in a role basically of doing social work. So I'm assuming that the individual that we would bring into Cynthiana would help everybody across the board, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, talk about how we're going to get this done, Robert.
All right. Well, this is kind of a sales pitch of a recruiting radio show now to try
to... We're looking for someone.
Any listeners out there, we have officially posted the position, and the city commission has opened this up, and a lot of people say, well, it's grant money or it's still spending my tax dollars, but I want everybody to know that this grant is actually funded. It's through the Department of Medicaid Services, but it is years ago we had the opioid crisis. The state of Kentucky, the attorney general, filed a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma. And so Purdue Pharma, the part of that settlement money is what 100% funds this program, this $850,000 grant that the city of Cynthiana has received just for this program to get it off the ground, get it up and running. So we're currently in the planning phase of that, but it's a full three fiscal years of 100% funding for everything. We're talking all the way down to insurance and retirement match, salary, vehicles, gas, oil. It's not going to cost the taxpayer a penny, at least for 3 years, that we can get everything set up we need, and then the goal is for the city to then turn that into a permanent position, absorb that in within the regular payroll.
So it's funded by the recovery from the Big Pharma lawsuit that the Attorney General waged.
Absolutely. So we're
$850 just for Cynthiana.
$850,000 for we were one of
man alive. That's significant.
Yeah, one of seven. This is the first type of program for Kentucky that has received these grant dollars, and we were fortunate enough to be one of the first of seven different agencies throughout the state of Kentucky to receive this. We were competing with some pretty big departments.
I bet so, like,
Lexington is one of the grantees that received this, as well as Bowling Green.
Yeah.
So some of your bigger cities, but Cynthiana was one of them. The mayor brought this to me back in, I believe, October, November. Put together a team, started working on the whole application process, and finally got awarded the grant, notified by the governor in January. And so we're excited, but this position will officially take effect. They'll start July 1st. So that's the beginning of the fiscal year for the funding part of this. But the starting, go over some of the benefits, try to get somebody's attention here that they're listening or they know of someone that would be interested and qualified for this.
Can I ask you something first, Robert? Yeah. And forgive me for interrupting you, but I'll forget it if I don't ask you now. I know there's, you know, social workers are licensed and certified and what have you. I know there's a statutory position known as, I'm sure you're aware too, of the licensed clinical social worker. What qualification level do we have to have there?
So the qualifications as identified by the city commission is we're looking for somebody, they have to have a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
And it can be in social work, psychology, or a social science related field. So it could still be sociology.
Yeah.
Supplemented with, they're looking for somebody with 3 years of experience, or to be that licensed clinical social worker is on the master's level.
So,
you can have a master's degree in social work, psychology, or other social science related field with 2 years of experience. And then it says must be able or must be licensed in the state of Kentucky. But we're again looking for the most qualified candidate. And if we find someone who checks off all the boxes, but, you know, maybe still working on their master's, we in fact have one applicant right now working on their master's program. They'll graduate within a year.
Oh, great.
You know, so that still meets the criteria, because they already have a bachelor's degree, so they've already meet the basic requirements for that, but may not be fully licensed yet. But as long as we're working towards that, then we meet the requirements of this grant program, that working on that certification for that, so they don't necessarily have to be, because right now the ones that are really certified in our community, as people should think about, is our Department of Community-Based Services, so that's our social workers with the cabinet, you know, for families and children. A lot of your school counselors have social work degrees in the school system, but this, we're going to start this out, the beginning salary, it says $21.50 an hour, which works out to $44,720 a year for a salary, and again, that's based on experience, and but it's a lot of times with government work, it may not be the highest pay, but we can make up for it in some benefits. So
that's what you were getting at a moment ago.
So some of the benefits of this program, obviously as a city employee, they're going to get 100% paid health, dental, and vision insurance. So if you
that's big
go out and price that, and you can
100% you say
add that on 100% paid. They'll also pay up to
the state does.
Currently 88% of a family plan, so some great benefits as far as health care is concerned. You are also in the state CERS non-hazardous duty retirement system, so maybe somebody's already in government work and may already have several years towards this, you know, retirement system, and this picks right back up, or if they're just getting in to that, it's a 27-year retirement system that we have with the state, and we get 13 paid holidays, just that's as a city employee. Again, we get PTO, personal time off of, you know, eight hours a year till you get over 10 years experience, or 10 years on with the city, then that'll go up to 16 hours a year. Sick time is accrued at 8 hours a month of sick time that builds in. We provide life insurance, free life insurance policy. And some of the other kind of extra benefits is they're going to get, this grant is paying for a vehicle. So your tax dollars aren't going to buy
that's
a vehicle,
good, yeah.
So we're going to get to go out on state contract pricing and purchase a vehicle for the social worker that will be their assigned city vehicle. The city owns it, so even after this grant is over, we still benefit from all of the equipment that we've obtained throughout that grant period.
Get
so,
keep that.
You know, when I started pricing just a small printer, copier, scanner, photocopier is $2,500.
Yeah.
That's a lick out of a out of a small police department budget, but when we use grant funds, well, that, Lord willing, that copier is going to last us more than this 3-year period, so it will go on to, you know, benefit the city and the taxpayers by not having to pay for it. It's already paid for.
Well, you're right about one thing. As I was listening to you there, that $44,000 plus salary is a lot better when you throw those benefits on top of it. I mean, that's another good night. I don't want to put a figure on it, but that's another several thousand dollars worth of a benefit each
year.
Yes,
I would estimate it for a single individual. You're talking for health, dental, and vision of $10,000 to $12,000 a year.
Every bit of it.
On top of it, you want to throw in a family plan on that. Now we're starting to double and triple the
The car is a big deal. The car is a big deal.
It is, and that comes with it's a gas card. I mean, this grant's paying for oil changes, tires, you know, the fuel it pays. Every single thing is included within that, at least for the next 3 years, and that gives us a chance to fully evaluate the effectiveness of this program.
So
they maybe want to know what are some of the actual job, you know, what does a day in a life of a social worker
well that's
look
what
like.
I was going to get at you know how we're going to use them, I guess, is
so they're going to be a the best way to describe it is a community partner. So they're going to be part of our, they'll be the police department representative on our district and circuit court drug court programs. Kelly Kinney, the director of our drug court program here in Harrison County, is, or for this circuit, not just Harrison County, but
all
for
four
the circuit.
Counties,
So she is on this team with us. Social worker. So they're going to utilize that because, you know, a lot of the times, you know, if connecting individuals with with resources, whether that be jobs while they're in recovery and programs. So she will be an integral part of that drug court program.
Well, as you well know, Robert, drug court, the district and circuit drug court programs, a lot of social work involved in that, right?
On a daily basis,
on
yes.
a daily basis, every time they staff, I mean, a lot of the social work. And, of course, we lawyers are sitting there, and, yeah, we have been exposed to a lot, but we're not social workers, you know. Robert Peake, Cynthiana Police Department Assistant Chief. I tell you, folks, if you are a social worker and, have the qualifications that Robert just went through, this is a fantastic job opening, really. And you can do some good for your community, be part of the Cynthiana Police Department. And, if you're looking for a challenge, I'd say that this job will have a few of those too, wouldn't you, Robert?
Absolutely. Look for somebody that's up to the challenge and ready for some experiences that they probably can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, it's halftime on Coffee Break Extra. We'll be right back with you and Assistant Chief of the Cynthiana Police Department, Robert Peake, after these messages from our good sponsors.
I'm talking with Mary Hillemeyer with Woodhead Funeral Homes in Barrie. Monuments and markers. You only buy one. How can you help families with a good value?
At Woodhead Memorials, we offer single markers starting at $350 plus the footer and double monuments starting at $1,350 plus the footer. We have the largest selection of domestic and imported granites in our area with the option for custom etching and carving at the most competitive prices. Drive a little, save a lot.
Call Woodhead Funeral Home in Barrie, 234-5232.
As one of only five hospitals in Kentucky earning a five-star quality rating by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Harrison Memorial Hospital in Cynthiana provides its neighbors with exactly the specialty services they need. Their Women's Health Center offers more personalized care, but it packs a big punch. Larger birthing suites, a secure newborn nursery, and a lactation specialist certified by the International Board Certified Lactation Consultants, all without leaving your community. They really know how to make a new mom feel pampered and special. Their three board certified OBGYNs, Dr. Jennifer Cannon, Dr. Derek Clark, and Dr. Ashley Blake, offer years of expertise. And their OBGYN offices are even located just next door to where you'll deliver on your big day. Harrison Memorial Hospital. They say great things come in smaller packages, boy or girl. How we agree.
Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Now, we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewalt. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Tolu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
Are you passionate about helping others? The City of Cynthiana is looking for a dedicated police social worker to join their team. As a police social worker, you will provide vital social service assistance through crisis intervention, short-term counseling, advocacy, community outreach, education, and more. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in social work, psychology, or a related field with 3 years of experience, or a master's degree with 2 years of experience and a Kentucky state license. If you are ready to make a difference, visit www.cynthianaky.com for more information and to apply. The City of Cynthiana is an equal opportunity employer paid for by CCCR grant funds. The City of Cynthiana, where community matters. Apply now.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Ed, are the Ghostbusters coming in or what?
You need to listen to the show more.
There must be a reason he's playing Ghostbusters. Oh, wait a minute. There's a birthday.
No.
Oh, okay. What is the occasion?
They are coming to the Ross Opera House.
Oh, that's right.
The newest Ghostbuster movie will be there this weekend, one weekend only, Friday and Saturday at 7, 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
There you go.
Have you seen Ghostbusters, any of the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I saw the original one with Aykroyd. And, is he in this one?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Oh, no, Ghostbusters, they were bad dudes now. They clean the ghost up right now.
I'm not sure how smart it is for them to bring the Ghostbusters movies in with the ghost walks just a few months away.
Well, and of course, you know, as we know, the Ross Theater, we don't need to bring any ghosts in there. There have been ghosts there forever.
Yeah, so do you bring in Ghostbusters for that?
Well, they won't be able to bust a ghost in Ross Theater because they're entrenched, you know. They haven't slimed anybody over at the Ross yet, so... The ghosts have been pretty benign.
That we know of.
That we know of, yeah.
Anyway, that's going on this weekend, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, 7 o'clock both Friday and Saturday, 4 o'clock Sunday, one weekend only. RossOperaHouse.com is the place to find that out. And then in May, they have got a show that's coming with the four owners. Live on stage.
All four of them.
The History of Cynthiana.
There you go. That'll be good.
They have been working on that, and it should be very, very good. It's a thing they have put together, and... Kind of a satire type of thing of the history.
The Four Horsemen of Cynthiana history.
So that'll be going on, as we said. RossOperaHouse.com is the place to find that out as well, and go on and get tickets are available for that as well. One quick note, a couple of programming notes. One, we've got Harrison County Baseball tonight, starting around 6 o'clock, Covington Holy Cross at Mike Whitaker Field. And then following that, Troy and the boys will be in, spin a little vinyl. And their guest tonight, Skullface Records, record company here in Cynthiana, are getting ready to do another event, and so they'll talk about that tonight as well.
Okay, spin records with us then on this Thursday night. Can't believe it's Thursday already again, Ed.
So that's going on tonight here on WCYN, and we wish the Phillies well as they leave town today, heading down to the 2A state tournament, a couple of games tomorrow.
So, there you go.
There you go.
A lot of diamond action.
It's that time of year.
In Harrison County. Well, that's what we're about here. Robert Peek, Assistant Chief of the Cynthiana Police Department. We just heard the commercial, Robert.
Yes, sir.
For the new
Reed
job.
Reed did a great job with that.
Yeah, Reed did. He does well with that, doesn't he?
Yes.
Very good commercial. And, folks, listen to that because the Cynthiana Police Department, you know, trying to be on the cutting edge of law enforcement and community service, and via a basically part of the award from the lawsuit against Big Pharma. No, it's not going to cost anybody any money. No grant money, no tax money, anything like that. It's compensation from that settlement. And Cynthiana's received $850,000 to fill a position of a social worker buying with the Cynthiana Police Department. And Robert, I want to throw it back to you because this is a position I bet a lot of people will apply for, and it's a good salary and even greater benefits. We're talking about a job worth about $50,000 or $55,000 a year, at least when you consider the benefits, in my opinion. Now,
yes.
I'm not putting a pencil to that exactly, but
right.
A good position. So
it is a great position, a great place to work, and I kind of think a good supervisor to have to report to, so that they will work directly under the assistant chief and, of course, report to the chief of police as well. But they're going to have a lot of freedom as far as how, you know, working with us and how they're the expert. We're going to defer to them on kind of part of the implementation of this program. But part of stuff we were talking before the break about, you know, their participation with drug court. They're also, WEDCO is one of our team partners with this, the needle exchange program, and also our, I just heard a radio commercial before we started, the DEA drug take back program. So we have a box in our lobby at the police department. Sometimes individuals may be a little apprehensive to come inside the police department with drugs to dispose of them, and that's, ideally, it's going to be your pharmaceutical drugs that are you know, can be disposed of in this box. But we're going to have the social worker will actually be set up with some remote locations around town that you can stop by. She may be set up a tent here at the courthouse at Flat Run Park, River Road ballpark or something where somebody can dispose of stuff. They don't have to walk inside of a police department to have to do that. But it is in our lobby. You don't even have to talk to anybody. You can walk right in and
drop it in and take off.
Drop it in and
no
leave.
Questions
so
asked.
Don't need any information, your name or anything like that. But
just appreciate you getting it off the street.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keeping it out of our wastewater treatment plant and or falling into the hands of a juvenile or some other individual that gets a hold of something. And
well, so many of us, Robert, especially if you get old like me, you'll have a procedure every now and then, and after the procedure they'll give you some kind of downer, anything from naproxen or something with codeine in or whatever, and I never did do well with that stuff, so I've got several bottles that's old. You ought to throw that stuff away instead of throwing it down the toilet, especially if you live in town, right,
yes,
Robert? And
yes.
You certainly don't want to risk it getting out on the street, right?
Right. The proper way to dispose of that is through this drug take-back box. And it actually, people wonder, well, what happens then when I put it in the box? But it actually gets incinerated.
Yeah, burned.
So we use some funds and have our own incinerator at the police department for that destruction. And that's done. It's a whole procedure of paperwork, documentation, and on-body cam, so it's video recorded about the disposal of those turned in pharmaceutical prescription drugs, controlled substances to be destroyed.
Well, and the other thing too, you leave that stuff around the house, you got to worry about your grandkids getting in it, or kids or anybody.
Absolutely.
Or if it's known that you utilize that stuff, you got to worry about some evil intended person breaking in your house just for that reason.
And right.
We've seen many cases like that, haven't we, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Where they'll know, hey, that old person's on this or that. We'll go in there and get it tonight.
Right.
And, so get rid of that stuff, Robert. One thing I always think when I'm on coffee break talking about an event with times, places, and all that, I think about people listening in the car, and we don't want them trying to write stuff down in the car. Is there this information on Facebook, websites?
It is.
Talk about what we can see.
The neat part about this program also allows us to spend some of these grant dollars to benefit our community. So even here at WCYN, we were able to purchase the radio advertising, coffee break show, but it's also on the WCYN Facebook page, their website. So go to that and keep up on all your local events. But the information is there, and also a link that'll take you to the Cynthiana website.
I see.
That has the actual application there that you can download, fill out, and get submitted back to us. So our goal is we'd like to start some interviews in May. Here in the next couple of weeks, we already have received some applications, and we're looking forward to just trying to make sure we've done our due diligence in getting out the word that this position is available, so that we can pick and choose who the best, most qualified candidate is. And it's going to take a special person, not just checking off the boxes, but it's got to be somebody to come in and also work with a group of 23 police officers.
Yeah,
that takes a special person to be able to do that.
Yeah,
as well.
Put up them cops on. Now, I was just sitting here thinking though, if you're a social worker, folks, you may want to look into this, because not only is it a good position, but in terms of your science, your profession, if you will, if you're a social worker, this is kind of the vanguard of a new branch of social work, as far as I'm seeing it, where you work actually within a law enforcement agency for and with the law enforcement officers.
Yes.
And that's kind of a new thing in social work. Maybe there's been hybrid attempts at it before, but where you actually have them in there working for and with more with than for, probably.
Yes, absolutely. This position, they will literally be responding to the scene. Now, they're not going to come until we have secured it, that it is
right,
safe
yeah.
for them to show up there, but they're going to be responding to the scene, actually, there in individuals' homes, or if it's an overdose, they're going to be responding to the emergency room here at Harrison Memorial, because statistically, individuals are more than 80% likely to receive or seek out help within 4 hours of experiencing an overdose that they are able to survive from, because unfortunately not all overdoses end in that second chance. But, this position, they'll be right there in the emergency room once they're discharged. If, we get a lot of, well, I would go to treatment right now, but I don't have transportation, or that's why this vehicle comes into play. We are going to get you to treatment.
Yeah.
If it is a mental health crisis, we will be willing to transport, get you there to a mental health facility. They're going to arrange to, call around, find a bed, working with our regional community partners with that. But it's going to be a huge benefit to the community, but also to the officers.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
We were talking about, someone experiencing a mental health crisis that I had to help do an evaluation with, but it tied up an officer for 4.5 hours, and that was just to get the paperwork done and the evaluation.